no idea that these things were so damn clear, man.
Yeah, they're really good. Did you get the wire, like the little wireless ones?
No, not yet. Should I?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel. They make you, it looks weird from a long distance.
Yeah, it really does.
Weird earrings.
It's the little fucking stalk that comes out of the bud.
It looks like a piece of cum is dripping from your ear.
Right. It's so, like, it's like,
don't
it
turn
would
your
be,
face next time.
It would be fine if it was just a little small, like, earpiece, but either it gets stuck in your ear and there's lodged in there and you can't get it out, or you lose them easy as fuck. So,
it looks like Nicki Minaj put her.
Oh, yeah, God.
Bring it back, bro.
God damn, that's an old reference.
We just dated ourselves.
God, yeah.
Yo,
yo, there's gonna be kids out there that don't even remember this.
Edit that shit out. I don't want people to know how old I am.
Too late now because I just tweeted it. But but yeah. So Christian, yeah. how did you sort out your girl?
Ooh,
your text
actually still up in the air. So no, well, you know, should I give some background?
Yeah, give some, right?
Okay, guys. So I got out of a relationship like 3-4 months ago, and I'm like at the peak of my slut phase.
Hey, get yours, King.
Like, yeah, like I'm,
slay, King.
Like, I'm reclaiming the word. It's no pejorative
term. Slay.
But, like, I'm just like talking to a bunch of girls and stuff, and like, you know, one of them hit me up and she was like, "Hey, I just want you to know, I'm not looking for just hookups. Like, I'm looking for a relationship too." And my thing is, like, that's 100% fair for her to tell me that. Like, just come
right
it up. You know, she wants me to be on the same page. Like,
yeah.
She came at me straight, and I appreciate
absolutely
that. I just didn't know how to respond at the moment. Luckily, it was through text, so I had some time to think about it. I conferred with you guys, and, you know, it's just, like, so. But then I just told her, like, hey, listen, I'm sorry if I was giving off that vibe, but I don't want you to think, like, I'm just looking for a hookup or whatever, but I just got out of a relationship too, like, not too long ago, so I'm not trying to rush into anything serious, but I understand.
That's good. Yeah.
So what it did was, like, kind of put her in that, like, put the ball in her court, and, you know, she responded, like, positive. She's like, I respect that, I just don't want to rush anything and invest time if we're not on the same page. And, like, I can't get mad at that. Like, I respect everything she's doing. I'm just...
Right, that's super mature of her.
Very mature.
Christian,
and,
yeah.
You know, I'm just like...
That's good.
I can give up, like, dating multiple girls right now. Like, it's really fun.
Yeah, you're having a good time, bro. Like, you should do you.
Yeah. I just... But some of the prices I'm paying is I haven't slept in my own room in, like, 3 days.
Hey! Yeah.
It's like, I get so tired all the time, but it's, like, worth it.
Yeah, every time one of those texts hits the group chat, I'm out here just, you know, just chanting, like, you get yours, man. I'm so standing ovation, clapping.
You're, like, clapping?
Nah, because I've always been an advocate.
Nah, I feel it.
I've always been an advocate for, like, do the same thing they're doing to us too. Nah, it's like, that sounds like some premeditated, like, get them back shit. But not like when I was growing up. I remember when I was in college and like all that shit, or like even when just thinking about like how the fact that a lot of times guys don't pick and choose,
yeah.
Like guys don't decide on that because girls are the ones that are deciding, especially when it comes to like. When it comes to like sex and all that stuff, but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
At the end of the day, they kind of like have the final say because you don't want to be forcing yourself on people, anyways. But nope. Sometimes some guys always mm-hmm. felt like they couldn't just be like nah or like you know like choose when it comes to some shit.
Yeah,
so.
Like we feel like we have to say yes.
Right, yeah, like right, Christian, yeah, like yeah, Christian, yeah. Christian's getting used, bro. Like
man, you know, that's just a piece of meat.
Getting all these compliments about my dick. And shit, and I'm like, yo, my personality.
Yo, so tell us. Wait, hold on. Tell the audience. Well, actually, maybe we should get into the podcast at this point, y'all.
I thought we were.
That's what I'm saying. I thought once we get on, we are because you can just edit
we're
this.
We're on. Yo, can you tell the listeners a little bit about your compliments? Well,
here's
and how does it feel? Go ahead. Not your the compliments. I don't know how that came up. Is it good?
Thank God for that. Right.
I'm getting to the nitty gritty questions here.
Well, I've just been getting like a lot of like really positive.
Yeah. That's gotta feel good, man.
It kind of does. And, you know, being an Asian guy, I don't know if you've heard of the stereotype.
Tell us more. tell us about this Asian stereotype.
Those Asian stereotypes, that's not about
Yo, is it funny to see, though, their face when then they realize, oh, shit, like, I was expecting okay.
Oh, so you that Asian.
Oh, thank God he's not Korean.
Whoa, Nico, you out here. You
am I being problematic here? Like, what is going on?
Right now, bro.
Oh, man. I love Korea. Yo, by the way, Korea went and helped win us a fucking bid to the Sweet 16 knockout stage, man. Yo, congrats to Mexico next phase. We'll get right back to the Asian and whatnot, but yo, props to Korea. Thanks for helping us out today, bud.
Korea, the new Mexico.
new Mexico. Oh man. All right, Christian, back to you.
Okay, yeah. So I didn't think I was like smashing any stereotypes or nothing. But apparently, like, I don't know. Maybe these girls are gassing me up. I don't know.
No, let me.
But
what about this, Christian? Are you getting more compliments about your personality, your smile, or your
actually?
Yeah. See. No.
Then you're. No, maybe that's better than the rest.
You are being used.
Oh, I am. Fuck.
Yeah, it's cool.
Now I get it.
No, it's all right when us guys get.
Nah, but like
it's a hot take, man. I didn't realize it till right now.
if it makes you feel any better, Christian, I think you have a nice smile.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. See?
Thank you.
In such a heterosexual way, Christian.
No, I appreciate that. No, seriously, man.
Yeah, how many chicks have said that to you in the week in the past week, you know?
One.
Friends.
Okay. My grandma.
Yo, you should like break down in front of one of those girls next time they say something. Nico said, he said that my smile was beautiful. When's the last time I heard that?
And they said, you know what? Shut the fuck up and take your pants off.
Wow. I got here just in time.
Oh, God.
And speaking of hand jobs in the corner. Oh, yeah. Okay, there's way too many dick jobs.
Nah, that was three guys. That was three guys and one dude who just got here, bro.
Yo, welcome back. Yo, this has been a Faded Back podcast, y'all. I got Christian on the line with me down in California. I got Dami over here on the East Coast with me alongside Justin. I'm Nico Esparza, y'all. Yo, today we got a special edition of the Faded Back podcast. You know, us guys out here, we go led astray by ourselves to go run these girls down trying to get our own relationships going, fools. Like, you know, I mean, it's a hard knock life out here, pimping, but somebody's got to talk about it, and we're here to talk about it together. So let's have a constructive, you know, conversation about real life, people.
Oh, no, I came here to be ignorant as hell.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
I did not catch that memo.
I just saw this fucked up meme too about Joe Jackson.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jackson's death. That's fucking hilarious.
Whoa, wait a second.
Was it the one with the Michael Jackson picture side by side? Where it was like, when you've been dancing in heaven for 9 years and your dad show up?
He says, when you've been having a blast in heaven for the past 9 years, but then your daddy walked in. And the guy that wrote it said, this whole internet is going to hell. Oh, fuck, that is hilarious. But anyways, yeah, let's talk.
So we got into a little bit with you, Christian. As far as your juggling acts going so far, how do you like it, man?
You know what? It's a little overwhelming, honestly. Like, I already had a full plate, like, full-time work in school and flying. Okay. But, you
I
know,
see you, King.
It's just, like, it's kind of cool, though, because it's kind of helping me on my healing process.
Yeah. You know? How long have, dude, how long have you and your girl been broken up for?
That's a good question.
Like, almost 4 months, actually, yeah.
How long were you going out for?
Like, a year and a half. Oh,
what's your social security?
hold on. So you definitively understand that this at this point in your time since breaking up with your girl, you mm-hmm. you know that at this point it's no more like I'm building myself up. Now this is just straight up you. This isn't her anymore. This isn't like
exactly.
I'm focusing
on myself.
Right. Exactly.
I'm
move forward at this point.
I'm talking to different girls, you know, it's just like part of, you know, moving on. Really.
I think there's a grace period after a relationship's over with that you kind of do need to rebound, but mm-hmm. later down the line you start realizing, oh wait, this is just normal practice.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And I do understand that, and it's just some of these girls are not on the same page as me, because you know, like they have different lives and relationships and shit, and timelines of their own. So you know, just the communication is important, I think. And that girl that texted me all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
like, really, she showed maturity. And yeah. I can't get mad at her about that. It's just, I don't know if we're on the same page right now.
So. Dami?
Yeah, I mean, I was just wondering, because I didn't know if, you know, if it was something that was, like, for a long time, or if it was short.
Well, what do you think about 4 months?
4 months of Kristen,
since breaking up,
Kristen diving straight into the pussy. I mean,
there was a grace period.
Call me a whore. But...
no, I mean, honestly, I think that's shit. After 4 months, it's a good enough time. That's a pretty solid enough time. I mean, because especially depending on how you break up, you're not just gonna
at one point you got to decide. For yourself, it's
right,
for
right.
You.
That's what I was about to say. It's that you. If yeah. you just, depending on how you broke up too, man, you're not. Yeah. You're also not going to just.
Yeah, this is the way. Care of yourself.
I was gonna say this is the way I look at it. Right, when people break up, I don't know. Maybe this is a little vendetta. Or I don't think it is, but I'm like, all right. When you break up with somebody, the first thing I will obviously everybody knows it sucks. It's like you can try to act hard. You're gonna feel a certain way. Like you gotta accept that, right? But my whole thing is that, like, why not just? I would say like. Because I've not been in a long-term relationship to, like, break up to where I'm like, damn, this shit mad crazy. But the one thing I would say is when you do, it's like, why not just keep reminding yourself that this person is possibly, depending on how you break up, I guess, but this person's possibly moving on with their life or going on with their day-to-day. You kind of got to carry on yours. You got to wallow in that misery, too. You know what I'm saying? You got to go through the little period. But make sure you don't, your life doesn't stop going is what I feel like a lot of people put their life on pause because, you know, you care so much about this person, blah, blah, blah. But if you really think about it, if you care so much about this person, you're jeopardizing your own life, but they're literally moving on or trying to live their own life. Yeah. You got to kind of do yours, but, you know, if you want to keep that connection with them, you can still do it, but don't halt your life there, you know?
Right.
So I think four months, do your thing, man. Do your fucking thing. Plus, life is short. Right. You don't know what the fuck can happen, so.
True.
You know, I was going to say,
you never know.
I was going to say, preach on there, Prevo. That shit right on the head. That shit right on the head. But how you break up is really, really a big factor in that shit. Because if it's like one of them, like, oh, this is whatever, you going to move on and do the whole best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. But like, if it was bad and it hurt and shit, like, it takes time. I'm in the same boat as you, Christian, with like the four and a half month time span since the breakup and shit. And only recently have I been able to kind of get back to like, going and diving in the pussy again, as I guess we're saying.
And that's what's up.
My thing is, like, if you feel like you need to be miserable, then be miserable.
Yeah.
But if you postpone that, it's going to hurt you in the long run.
Yeah.
You, like, you got to deal with those feelings, right then and there. Yeah.
Right, but my...
Because if I just ignored it, then I would be hurting right now. But now those first, like, one and a half, 2 months, like, I was, like, hella depressed.
Yeah.
And
that's fine, man. We all have feelings. No matter how hard you try to be in public, like, everybody feels a certain type of way when they break up with somebody who they might have believed was the one.
Right.
So yeah, just feel your feelings as hard as you need to, and like don't ignore it.
That's true.
And then you'll heal at the right time.
I feel like people try to hide from that, but you gotta take that shit on.
No, that's facts.
Because it's the truth. Like the one thing I always say to in life is you can't. There's always if there's a truth or you know what I mean? Like, that you can't run away. No matter what you try to dance around,
it's still there. Gonna be the truth.
You know, it's there. So
no matter where it goes, it's still gonna be the truth.
You know what I mean? Face that shit. Run through it. And you will come out better, honestly. But
straight up,
it's just at the time though, it's very hard because you're connected to somebody for so long. You feel like you know that's the you know you feel like you have that connection. It's hard to get over, but you just gotta. Sometimes you gotta focus on yourself. I feel like it's a good way to learn about yourself too. You focus on yourself, you come out shit. Sometimes you come out better, and the person is coming right back, and then the ball's back in your court. But at the end of the day, sometimes you can't even worry about that. You just gotta. You know, be better for you. And
yeah, and most of the time in the moment, you can only see it from your perspective. And it's not until you finally give that other person a chance to see from their perspective where you realize, you know what, it's probably best for her, then it's probably best for me too.
That's true, man. Man, this is wholesome as fuck, man.
No. Yo, who needs therapy out there when you got the Faded Back podcast?
I know, exactly, dude.
Yeah. Listen.
Still do therapy out there, guys.
No.
It's good. It's good. It's good for you.
It's a beautiful thing. Hey, so I do have a question for, you know, the panel. For those of y'all who have gone through breakups, have you ever felt the need to go back and kind of with that person revisit your breakup and make changes to what was said or done?
Yes,
every fucking day, bro.
So how long did it take you guys to go back and be the bigger person, or was it the girl who came back to you and tried to exact the wrong? And who's having fucking
somebody pushing somebody down the stairs?
Yeah, no, that was crazy. Y'all heard that too?
So Justin, stop wrestling fucking midgets in the stairwell and get your ass over safe.
My bad, y'all. But
just a quick commercial break.
Yeah, right.
Justin sounded like he took off his jacket to go fight a fucking bat that just flew into his room. So the question is, did you guys ever have to revisit your breakup?
I did. Actually, my most recent breakup, we actually got to the point where we were just fighting and arguing with each other. Mm-hmm. But both of us were like, look, we know this is we know this is ending, but I still have stuff I need to say. You still have stuff you need to say. So we came together and we said, you know what? Let's both be completely sober and meet up somewhere. Like, you know, nobody could be drinking because everybody fights when they try to talk to their ex after they've been drinking and shit. So we were like, let's
do that.
A lot of people, bro. Well, I live in a city where everybody's fighting.
Okay.
But like, you know, we sat down and we talked about it. We talked about things we liked and didn't like and then why things were the way they were. And
So how does that conversation go? Like, are you laying everything out there?
Yeah,
personally?
I was gonna say, sadly, I think that's the realest conversation that gets had in relationships.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it's after the.
That's a beautiful thing.
But it's like, you know, it made things okay enough for us to continue to like talk to one another as people, but we're not like friends or anything.
Okay,
but it was better than just going off and being angry. And sad that it was over.
So let me ask you this. If it, when she was able to say her piece to you, could you see her reasoning, or did you just agree to disagree with each other?
I absolutely saw the reasoning.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, because it's one time you guys are, you're having that civil conversation without having to worry about anything extra. Like, you know exactly why you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to say anything to not hurt the other person or blah, blah, blah. You're not trying to say things to the other
you
person.
You guys are just being honest.
Being brutally honest. And it's helpful. It helps the healing process after the relationship's over.
What do y'all think?
You're lucky you got that because I didn't get that at all, man. I was blocked on, like, everything.
Oh, that's dirty.
That
word,
see, that's bro. Shitty. I mean, it's shitty, but it's necessary.
No closure, bro.
Nah, man, like, that's not cool.
Let me tell you, it really is important to that healing process to get that closure.
You know what? And that's immature of her, bro. Like, and I don't know who your ex is, and to be honest with you, it doesn't matter. But As far as being immature goes, man, yeah, that doesn't help you. That doesn't help the other person who you're doing that to. And really what it does is it puts a halt on everything that goes wrong. So you continue really to does. Still have that problem regardless if you're dealing with it.
If I may, yeah. I think that's part of the reason relationships are the way they are nowadays. So many people just end it real quick, no closure, and are in such a rush to get into the next relationship to feel that companionship again.
Why yeah. do you think that is?
I mean, because people look for that, man. People want to be. It's man. That's one of the some of the simplest shit is some of the truest shit in the world. It's like yeah. people want to be involved. People want to be a part of something. So it's like people want to yeah. be. Motherfuckers want to be loved, man. Shit.
But yeah. Human beings. We want to be around people all the time. Like, you know, you finally like sitting in solitary confinement. You go crazy after 3 days because you haven't had human interaction. But, like right. naturally, we crave it. Especially when it's like really good and we
feel and that could happen when special. when you block out the rest of the world, Justin. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
well, what do you think social media plays into that role? Because it's like an artificial connection.
It's too damn much.
Man, it fucks a lot of shit up because social media sets the standard and you can't control it, unfortunately. Yeah. But it's like people. Man, I remember one of my friends one time, she hit me up and she was telling me, she was like, yo, I'm thinking about stopping, you know, posting on Instagram, blah, blah, blah. And we got to this conversation and like, it got to a point where it was just like, yeah, because at the time, people are posting stuff online and honestly, you can't really tell what's true or what's really going on.
Exactly.
Because whatever you post is going to be perceived as how you post it. That's why when something bad happens, people then go, oh, damn, I never see it coming. Because honestly, you don't. Nobody really digs deeper than the surface half the time. You just
exactly.
see it
I got something to
for
say.
What it is, and, you, so, and you know, you're wrong with it.
So, you know, if it's me, for instance, I got my own following. Not fans, but people that I know. So if I value your opinion, or anybody's opinion for that matter, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, if I post something, god damn.
Nah, I'm still...
Y'all was going to bed, y'all.
Nah,
Dolly is going to sleep.
I just had to take some Adderall real quick. God. go on, Nico.
So if she's posting something, it's going straight to her followers, is what I'm telling you. So for that to go out to only the people that she knows, it's going to come back to her positively. And the reason why is, I mean, because she knows them and they know her. And like how we talked about in our text messages, y'all, we were having a conversation about being a fuckboy. And that's the reason why, like, half of social media is just dudes gassing each other up or gassing the girl up because that's all they are doing on social media, bro. Like, if you spend too much time on goddamn Facebook, you know exactly why you're doing it. You know exactly what the people that stay on Facebook is doing. They're all looking for goddamn attention. So for that, like...
Hey, hold on. That bat's back.
God damn. But you know where I'm getting at, though, right?
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
It's the fact that I could post something right now, and I'll get, like, 17 likes right off the bat. And the reason why is because y'all know me. So for that, I can say whatever the fuck I want. Like, I could be Michael Vick talking about, yeah, my fucking pit bull just won. I'll get 17 fucking likes.
And then yeah, I'll but have... do you really know 17 people, though, Nico?
I know 17 people with profiles.
This is all that matters. It's just like
16 Russian bots.
Yeah, but like, you know, how many times have y'all just been surfing your fucking Twitter feed and you just press like?
Yeah,
so,
true.
So
yeah.
So it gasses that person up to believe that they're true. So all they need is some validation and they're good.
Well, that's part of the problem, though, man. God, my voice just cracked.
Oh, I know. That is the problem.
But it's like, because, like, okay, a lot, I think a
she
lot of problems
she can feel
too,
validated
like,
off of a few likes on Instagram, bro. Well,
that and the fact that, like, when shit like that goes down,
and it
like,
ain't real.
With the,
it
the
ain't
rapidness
real validation.
Of, like,
it's fake rapid, validation.
Yeah, but like the quickness with which people move into new relationships, and nobody says anything to their friends about it. They continue to just gas them up. Like, those
exactly.
girls gotta be like, this is the love of my life. You've had three love of your lives in the past year. But everybody's like, so proud of you, girl. You keep doing your thing.
Exactly.
So proud of you, boy. You keep doing your thing. When it's like, really, like, you need to take a step back and figure out why the hell you were falling in love
that
with every single person.
That ain't real validation, bro. That's social media validation, which is fake. Like, Come on, like.
Nah, I mean, a lot of people are also scared of to be alone though. That's the one thing. Like, no, there's a friend of ours. I'm not gonna say the name, but
all right, go for it.
I remember one time we were talking and worried about like what's gonna happen after 30 type shit when it came to like, you know, relationship, blah blah blah. And I was like, dude, you can't be so pressed about what's gonna happen then when half the time you're not even sure what's going on with you right now. So it's like, but I feel like a lot of people are just sketched out about being alone. Nobody wants to, like, you know, be alone or feel alone or yada, yada, yada. So I think because of that, people always just jumping into a lot of shit. And after time, a lot of people are not, like, comfortable with themselves, let alone, you know, being with somebody for a while. Because then once you know, you break up and all that mm-hmm. stuff, you're honestly, after yeah. time, when something like, I feel like when you break up with somebody or when, you know, something like that happens, you break into, obviously, either both parties or somebody breaks into pieces, right? So it's like, if you're not comfortable with yourself with either being alone or, right. like, getting closer, like, either knowing yourself or getting comfortable with yourself, you're not able to piece yourself together on your own. And you're at your lowest point, so you're the first person, you know, you're the first one in line because it happened to you. So you got to be able to... That's why I was saying that at the end of the day, my trick, I try to remember if I had any situation, because there's been girls that, like, we might have dated, but, like, we had a long time mess about and we got to know each other type shit. But it's like, I'm like, damn, as much as it sucks, you always just got to remind yourself that, yo, life goes on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not and the you only have people to, and I have to keep myself going.
You have to be secure. I can't let this
define. Yes, yeah, which is one of the hardest things, though, because
I know.
The world, like, is set up to test everybody's insecurities.
You could believe,
and you gotta remember that.
We can believe that we're secure within ourselves. But it's until we get pushed by that girl that we realize, damn, son, like, we put so much into her that we realize when we come out the other end, we're not.
You don't know who you are. Yeah. Right. And I didn't realize that until I came across somebody like that, to where, like, I never even seen some of my insecurities. I didn't even know I had so certain insecurities, but some people, man, you get so wrapped up in them that they break down that wall or whatever it is. And, like,
exactly.
And then you're just like, well, shit, I didn't know. I've never been this part of pussy town before.
That's a part of growing up.
It's part of pussy town.
Shout out Chris Rock.
But it's something that, like, you know, when you're growing older, you realize, like, she might have, you know, unlock some potential that I never knew I had.
Right. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think there's nothing wrong with it, though. With being, I always, for the longest time, I always thought, you know.
You become stronger.
Right. Yeah, but nobody wants to be. I'm convinced a lot of people don't like being vulnerable, because that's just opening yourself up to. It's like your defenses are down, man, and you're trusting that this person is not going to take advantage of that.
Well,
that's hard to do.
Before I send it out to you, Christian and Justin, I would like to say, just being, you know, I'm married or whatever. I would also like to say this, that, that once you have fought through some of these mistakes or problems that you've had with girls or with other women, that you realize, like, I kind of feel more comfortable now. So that if this ever is to happen to me again, it's not going to break me like it once could have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You want to go ahead, Justin, or me?
You take it, Christian.
Go for it. Well, I'd have to, like, one thing I'd have to do is compare my ex and this new girl I'm seeing. And, like, I would just say things to my ex, be like, oh, yeah, you're gorgeous. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you look so great right now. Like, you know, it's like these tiny little compliments that just, like, reinforce that. And, like, she didn't appreciate that. But then I do it to this new girl, and it's just, she's just like, oh my gosh, no one's ever said that to me. Wow, no one's ever been, like, this nice to me. And I'm just, like, these are things.
And she's not ugly. Hold on. Audience, you gotta realize, Christian's not just fucking saying this shit to some fucking uggo. Right, yeah. Justin?
Uggos. Sorry.
Hey. We got the receipts.
Them Remy seats. Hey, we don't play right here. We need to prove
it. Oh, no.
You seen. Go ahead.
I'm not just playing the numbers game, yeah. Anyway. But, so, my point is, like, the things I do for one girl, goes unnoticed. She has lower self-esteem. She just takes it for granted. But then I do it to a new girl who, you know, still loves herself, but just has never been exposed to guys that are just good dudes. It just, you know, them appreciating those traits about me just makes me see that a lot of what people are missing are just within themselves, because I'm the constant. These two are the variables. One loved themselves and one didn't. And like that, that exuded throughout all our interactions. You know what I'm saying?
That's an interesting way to look at that, because I've always had this weird little problem.
You are a weird little problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up, Justin.
That's for a different session. But I've always had this. Nah.
Hold on, let that joke breathe.
It's because my boy Ez just walked through too. So now I'm mad cautious of what I'm saying because he's listening. But yeah. Now I just think it's interesting, like, for the Christian to look at it that way, because I've always had I agree with what he's saying, yeah. And then I was also thinking too that I think also a lot of times some people are not used to being treated a certain way too. Like, in the sense that, like, or depending on what their past is, too, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, can I say something real fast?
Oh, that's huge, though. That's huge.
Some people are being used to, and I didn't think that was always a fact.
Can I say something real fast?
Hold on, Dami. I'll squeeze this out. Yeah,
go for it. Go for it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because when some people are used to being treated, let's just always get used to being treated shitty for so long, man. Like, that becomes a normal thing. Like, it literally becomes a normal thing to when you then start treating them. Yeah, so when you start treating them nice, it feels weird. Like, it literally feels weird to some people too.
Yo, dummy.
Yeah. Like, they'll be like, yo, that's, yeah, but it's just like, yo, that's just normal shit. Like, what do you mean that's nice?
Straight up, it's
that's what people should be doing to you. Like, exactly. It's so sad in a weird way.
No,
it's sad in a weird way, but it's also very confusing. Like, what kind of motherfuckers were you meeting before?
The crazy thing is that the same way that you would treat a girl, right? Like, it's something so obscure to them that it, like, you would never in yourself expect for so many people, so many guys to treat her. Like, for instance, any girl for that matter, but for that beautiful girl that you believe to be special, you would never expect her to be treated in an ugly way. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, ever, dude.
Like, and I'm not guessing these girls reason, up. Like, I'm being
for some reason, these beautiful daughters, these beautiful girls in the world, they look at you, at us, right? Like, we're somebody special, and we're supposed to be like this next coming of Christ himself and be like, oh my God, you're so good to me. It's like, dog, I've been treating you the exact same way that I would like to be treated myself.
That's a good point on reciprocation. Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, it's crazy because I know I've been with girls who, like, they completely shut down when you start doing nice things for them.
Right.
Because they've been in so many situations with guys that
they don't know what to do with.
Started out being nice and stuff like that, and ended up just being terrible.
Is that not crazy to y'all? It's a human mind.
Like, you get set in your ways like that, and like you just, it's like you start associating certain actions.
Like, that's all you expect.
Yeah, you start associating certain actions with certain things. So, like, I know girls who are like, you know, oh, things are going really, really well. Someone's about to get fucked up. Exactly. Like, I know it, but it's like
they could turn that shit upside down just because they expect the wrong thing.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that shit gets annoying quick.
Yeah, it does.
I would say, but.
But you know what, bro? Like, it's never really their fault because they were always treated in some sort of way.
I mean, it's never. I don't. Yeah, it's not really their fault. But at the end of the day, I guess you. Okay,
but it's their responsibility. You're right.
Right, especially it's their responsibility to be aware of that stuff too, because you can only be like, you know, as straightforward as you can.
I can only
but...
speak from experience, like. Some of the girls that I've been nice to have always complimented me on my, like, you know, taking good care of that girl. And it's like, man, I've never had a guy like you. And I'm like, well, that's the fucking problem. Like, that's the mistake.
Right well, there. See, I've always also had the, I just, with that whole, just the nice, I think it's an African thing. I've always had the weird problem with the whole nice thing. Because I always tell people, that shit was annoying. Because I'm like, because, I don't know. I always thought growing up that Africans were too nice and they got taken advantage of. So I think subconsciously, like, I've always had a problem with being, not being called, like, saying I was, like, hella nice, but just because a lot of times, like, if I hold the door for somebody, right, to walk through, yeah. Like, I don't expect you to be like, yo, that's a nice gesture. Because I feel like I should normally, if somebody's walking behind me, I think
that's just a normal thing.
That should be, to me, that should be a normal thing that you do because it doesn't take you but 3 seconds. But some people don't do it, so I get why some people think it's nice. But I think, like, Dennis, I feel like when somebody does something like that, I always go to think, like, well, damn, what is your level of, like, what nice? Like, if you think, and I take that to, like, let's say you get into somebody something with, like, certain girls. I've been in situations where, like, it would just be regular. And I would get weird when somebody would tell me that, like, yo, you are, like, damn, you're so nice to me. And it would just make me feel so weird because I'm, like, yo, I'm not even doing anything.
Exactly.
And after time, special. I'm probably doing some real fuckboy shit. Like, way back in the day, I'm probably doing some real fuckboy shit. But, like, I'm just like, yo, like, that's so weird that if you're not used to, I don't know, it's just very strange to me. Because I'm like, if you're not, like, not saying if you're not used to being treated a certain way, or if you're surprised when certain things happen, I always go to think like that.
Well, I think it would be
what
weird
was
to
like
be,
before.
I think it would be weird to be that sort of guy who's respectful like that to a girl who's not used to it, because as the time goes on, like, they still aren't, I don't know, expecting that stuff. Like, it's, I don't know, it's weird. It's just, you know, you kind of have to be at each other's level as far as the respect goes.
Nah, I mean, I think people have, like, first of all, I think, like, people have the whole masculinity thing a little off. I think people also think you have to be, I think there has to be a balance. Like, I've been a dick and I've been nice to girls on both ways. And I just think I think a lot of times people will be like, oh, if you're a dick to girls, people don't, you have to be a dick to girl to get certain girls, or you have to be,
yeah,
I think
I've
that's,
heard that
I think
before.
That's, yeah, but I think that's horseshit that, like, if you're nice to people, you won't. I think that's bullshit.
It is.
But I just think people have this weird thing on, like, you know, being nice isn't supposed to be cool and all that horseshit.
You know what? That's actually a good point. I dated a girl a couple of years ago. The guy she dated before me was, like, really mean to her and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I guess he put his hands on her a couple of times or whatnot.
Ooh.
And she was feared for her life and shit.
Right.
She continuously ran back to him. And then we started dating. And at one point she was sick, like, with a cold. And I was like, yo, I'm getting off work early. I said, I'm gonna swing by. I got her some Panera and all this shit. And I showed up and she's like, yeah, what the fuck are you doing here? I was like, I'm bringing you
God
some soup.
Damn.
And she's like, she was just damn. Like, you know, like, not like mad about it, but like, you know, couldn't believe that somebody was
like,
going
it's
out
different.
Of their
yeah,
way
yeah,
like
yeah.
This.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It's really, like, it's really strange.
Right. Like, and to me, it was normal because I'm like, well, I'm your boyfriend. You're sick. I wanna take care of you. She's like, you don't want to just, like, you know, smack me around a little bit? Are you sure? I'm like, no, that's not what I'm here for.
God damn.
You know, like, I mean, she didn't really say that, but you know,
it's
what
like,
I mean?
Whoa, like, it's Stanley's not Thursday, to. All right?
Yeah,
like, there's literally dudes out there who would be upset with your girl if she was sick and I had to get off of work early. That's crazy to me, bro. Really?
Some dudes get mad at girls for being on the period. It's just like, yo,
that's crazy,
right?
Bro. Like,
what the fuck are you doing?
What is
nature
supposed to do, bro? Like,
what do you mean with blood coming out your uterus? I'm like,
right?
Bro.
You better go home for the week and call me after.
Nah, the one thing I do, yeah. Man, I'm like, I choose to be nice to the people that deserve it. So it's like, if I feel like, you know, it's just, I don't know. I always go by,
yo,
I guess that's kind of fucked up. But
Dami,
like, nah,
you remember that story that I was talking, that me and you were talking about a couple weeks ago, bro, about the, there was, like, some two celebrities that were going out together. The same guy who was hosting
Fear
the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So there was this guy who was literally, like, controlling, I don't know, she's a well-known, what is it called when you dress up like anime characters?
Cosplay? Whoa, it's not that chick that like that host. She used to be on Spike.
Yes,
and hosting yes, Game.
That is
no way. That was yeah, who was doing that shit too.
Yes.
No. Right. I heard about it when you guys were talking about it, but I didn't know the girl. I just knew that dude because I was making a joke that, well, shit, if you have a whole show about talking about another show, you definitely abusing your girl.
Exactly.
Because I was like, what the fuck? Because you know, I was saying, who the fuck does stuff. That? Yeah, like, exactly. We have a show about talking about another show.
So the point that we were all talking about here as far as disrespecting your girl is the fact that you literally didn't touch her, you didn't beat her, but what you did was you set strict guidelines, right, fellas? You set strict rules for this girl to live by, and if she didn't live by it, she was scum, dog. Like she would be told that she was disgusting if she did like anything like out of the ordinary. Like if he told her she needs to wear this and she wore something else, like she was disgusting. And not only that, but you know, the fact that she was having some problems down under with herself.
Like in the downstairs region or like in Australia?
Oh, yeah, are we talking bikini bottom?
That was hell show. Big, I'm sorry. Girl, I have to say, my bad. Yeah, but she was really having some female problems down low. And so she went to
you
the
still
doctor.
Never elaborate.
Damn, is that the worst that we're not going to say? We say every other fucking cuss word, bro.
Like, right?
I can say fuck.
You better not air. Say vagina.
Okay, hold on.
Call each other pussy all fucking day.
He's like, yeah, I got fucking kids, guys. Shit.
We are on speaker, bro? What's going on?
Okay, in her vajiji spot.
Oh, you really sticking to your guns on this one.
My bad.
All right, goddamn father of the year.
Scientific word.
Just go in the other room, Nico. Put the kids to bed.
All right, fine, fuck it.
Are they awake?
The scientific term is vagina. Oh, man. That took a lot out of me.
Wait, we got an applause button I can hit for that.
Can I just interject that we're not fucking incels, though? We ain't fucking nice guys. We have to get laid and shit.
Like, we actually
yeah.
No, like,
we
fucking are not.
You're right, Christian. Thank you for bringing me back, bro.
Like, listen. Some guys are too nice. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, that is true. That is true. Yeah.
But the problem was that she was having such fucking problems with her vagina that her mother literally came down to meet with the doctor that she was with. And the dude walks in, and the first fucking question that came out of his goddamn head was, so when's the next time that we could fuck? Like,
oh, that's fucking awesome.
Bitch,
the
that's
doctor
fucking,
said that?
Yo, first of all, she's fighting for her goddamn life. And you look at the goddamn doctor, and you ask her, so when's the next time we could fucking smash, bro? Like...
Is this the doctor? The doctor
said this to her? Somebody get Justin off this fucking train. He's on. No, it's not the dead doctor.
Yo, doctor, bro. No. Yo, he's the dude that's hosting the fucking talk
the Talking
show
Dead. Okay, so I just got confused. Dead, bro. I got lost. My bad. I was about to be like,
yo,
we have
y'all got a
birth.
Laptop? Fucking look that dude's name up for me, bro. I don't have the laptop on me today.
I think it's Chris something, because I watched Into the Badlands.
Chris Hardwick.
That's his fucking name, Justin.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That guy looks like a fucking guy that abuses
people mentally.
He looks
like a fucking
mentally.
Herb that would do everything.
But I can't believe he did it
about
to that chick, though, on E, whatever. She used to do that game
show.
She's
fine,
crazy. She looks
She's
really
fine.
But yeah, I didn't know that he was doing it to that chick. That's mad fucked up, man.
That's wild, isn't it? Because you actually never know what the fuck is going on behind the scenes.
Nah,
true that.
Until it's way too late, you know?
Nah. But... Shit, I mean, it's good she finally like spoke up.
Yeah, she spoke up for herself, dog.
Man, bro. You know what?
Yo, you know what he told her not to do, bro? Whenever they were eating dinner in public, he told her not to talk to him. And you know why? He said whenever they were at a restaurant and they were sitting together, not to talk because there would be fans listening and he didn't want them in on their public. I mean, on their personal relationship. So they would sit across from each other at a table and not say a fucking word. Goddamn asshole, bro. Like, fuck that dude, man. Yo,
so
fuck weird. Chris Hardwick.
Wait, why are you more angry at this guy than, like, R. Kelly and shit?
Yeah, fuck that dude, R. Kelly, yeah, man. R. Kelly is a fucking thank you. Scum, bro.
Because Step in the Name of Love, I'm sorry.
I knew it.
Let me ask you this. Okay, I'll ask you guys a question.
The fuck out of this song.
But don't you think it's not fair that you have to, because you have somebody that can produce a good song or make a good song or make a good anything, like any sort of art. You have to give them a pass for their shitty fucking scum ass pedophilia.
You don't have to give them a pass.
Right. But some people do it. Like, I to be honest, with like, you, yo,
I haven't, Kelly I haven't like, been able to listen to R. Kelly since I heard that stuff.
But it's not just R. Kelly. Like, I started thinking about that with specifically
R. Kelly. I haven't been able to listen to a song from him. Not since I heard about it.
No, but if you're thinking about it, like, listen to this straight dude. Said, "My body's telling me, my mind's telling me no, but my body."
That sounds like
I just
Rape.
Have to think that. Has to that do sounds with like Rape. I'm sorry, but every time I
AJ, like, nothing but a number, bro. Like, what does that mean, bro?
Also, Pretty Ricky rapist.
I thought we were talking about Pretty
every
Ricky
single
for
one
a
of them. But also the fact that it was thunderstorming in the beginning of that fucking my body shit. If clearly R. Kelly was standing outside some girl's window in the rain, talking about
himself,
my mind's telling me no.
He called himself the Pied Piper, bro. Like, he was telling, he was rubbing it. In our faces, man.
Like, yeah, that's true.
Like, catch me if you can, you motherfuckers.
Real talk.
Yo, didn't he marry Aaliyah too when she was like under eight? Like,
14. She was 14 years old.
Bro, he's literally been telling us, "Fuck you, motherfuckers!"
Right in front of our faces.
He's just been fucking rubbing it. Like,
yeah,
that's a good Christian.
You know what? That might be what it is. That might be what it is. Is that he's like basically letting us know he's unstoppable. At least we caught
this. No, I read somewhere today that, okay, so this is not the same exactly with the bullshit, but it has to do with people just saying, like, I can do whatever I want. But I read someone that Kanye said, like, no matter what he does, his black fans will never leave him. And
hey, man, this has been another episode of the Faded Back Podcast. I appreciate y'all listening to us. I got Justin on the line, Dami, Christian. Yo, y'all, let's sign out, bro.
Thanks for listening. Y'all know what the fuck it is. The Faded Back Podcast. Yeah. Come get faded with us, because the more you get faded, the more you learn, man.
You already know. Hey, appreciate y'all subscribing, listening to us. Yo, we're going to be putting out more content here and there, y'all, so just keep on checking on us.
Oh, right? Also, real quick, guys, make sure y'all all pray for Dami. There ain't nothing wrong with him. He's just ugly.
Wow, you gonna use a 2016 joke to try to roast me, huh?
Bringing it back, boy. Bringing it back.
I did not see that coming, so I'll let you ride.
Yeah, you know that prayer was sponsored by Faded Response. That's FADEDResponse.com, y'all. Yo, check us out, bro. Yo, it's been a blessing, y'all. See y'all soon, yo.
Adios, right, Juancho Bays.
Later, boys.
Later.